In Russia, domestic violence is a silent crisis. According to government estimates, one Russian woman dies at the hands of her husband or partner every hour. But Russians don't talk much about domestic violence. Even the police don't consider it a crime. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Elena Litvin married a medical student in 1995, expecting to begin a happy family life. She had two children, but says her marriage soon became a nightmare.
My husband began staying out late drinking. He'd come home angry and beat me in front of the children. He'd hit me in sensitive areas, such as the stomach and chest, avoiding my face and hands, so the marks couldn't be seen in public.
Litvin says her husband threatened to kill her. She was desperate, but too afraid to complain. That's hardly unique in a country where victims of domestic abuse often have nowhere to turn. In Moscow, a city of more than 10 million people, there's not a single shelter for battered women. Even at this shelter outside Moscow, there are only 7 beds. It's one of only 20 government-run shelters in the entire country. Director Marina Nikitina downplays the issue of domestic violence. She says domestic abuse is no worse in Russia than anywhere else. Others disagree. Even the government's own figures estimate 14,000 women die each year from domestic violence. That's about one every hour. It's more than 10 times the number of deaths in the United States, which has twice Russia's population. Experts say there are signs the government is starting to take action against domestic violence. But they say the real number of victims is impossible to count because domestic violence is hidden away, seen as a private matter not to be aired in public. Russian law doesn't recognize domestic violence as a crime. Marina Pisklakova, director of the Anna Center for Domestic Violence, says even authorities willing to intervene in abuse cases often can't act until it's too late.
It's very difficult for them to do their job. They all know that until the injuries are medium, severe, or murder occurs, they cannot intervene.
Pisklakova says that to be classified as a medium case, an injury has to prevent someone from being able to work for 2 weeks. Even women able to prove they're victims of domestic violence often face insurmountable obstacles in a legal system in which restraining orders don't exist. Many women who file complaints against their partners end up retracting them. Elena Litvin finally gathered the courage to go to the authorities, but she says the police initially refused to investigate her claims. It took them 6 months to start criminal proceedings against her husband. Litvin finally divorced him in 2004. But like many estranged Russian couples, they couldn't afford to move apart and continue to live together, which she says is seriously harming their young children.
They tell me it's difficult to bear his presence. He gets drunk and follows us around, finding fault with every word we say. His goal is to humiliate us.
Marina Pisklakova says domestic abuse is common in patriarchal societies such as Russia's, where violence is often justified as a way of controlling women, and where an old saying advises, if he beats you, he loves you.
She must have done something wrong to deserve it. That mentality is still there. The mentality of women being basically created to serve men, that mentality is still there in many ways.
One survey found more than half of women questioned said they'd been beaten by their husbands. Pisklakova says many Russians believe domestic violence to be acceptable in a society that sees itself as emotional and passionate, and where the impetuous Russian soul is invoked to explain away what's seen as violent crimes of passion. Elena Litvin says even though her ex-husband was convicted of attempted murder, he was sentenced to only 1 year of probation. I have to go back to the same apartment, she says. I have to hear the same threats, and I can't do anything about it. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.